87-year-old Theo Juncker has owned a farm just north of Elkhart for more than 40 years. He says he's a former Nazi SS officer who fought on the Russian front during World War II. 5 years ago, the county turned down his plan to build a huge Hitler education center that included a radio station. This year, he got approval to build what he told officials was a storage shed behind his farmhouse. But county land use manager Michael Cotter says last week, Juncker added a granite memorial to German soldiers killed in the war and outfitted the shed as a museum.
It's a big, wide-open room with a curtain, and behind the curtain is a Nazi flag, an American flag, and two pictures of Hitler.
Juncker says his goal is to educate Americans about a leader he says has been misunderstood.
When you see what he did, you really want the truth. Then you gonna find out who he was. It was never a greater leader than him, one of the better statesmen.
Juncker also denies that the Holocaust ever happened, but the county can't use those views, his display of Hitler photos, or of the swastika to shut down his museum. Michael Cotter says the county is worried, though, that the national media attention Juncker has gotten in the past week could draw huge crowds.
Because this literally is off a farm lane that is in terrible condition. One vehicle can go down the road at a time, and we're concerned about health, safety, and welfare of the folks trying to get in or trying to get out.
That problem could lead to a restraining order preventing Juncker's planned June 25th opening, but a Madison Jewish leader says he expects the museum will only attract a few people who believe in Juncker's revisionist history. Steve Morrison heads the Madison Jewish Community Council.
I don't see any purpose to having the memorial. I don't see any reason why anyone other than those who already hate Jews would ever waste their time going to such a memorial.
Morrison also said it's possible the museum could spark the FBI's interest in Juncker's past. He says many SS officers have been deported for their role in the Nazi war effort. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.